I think that may have to do with the schedule for the closure. Give them more time to get the six lane done.
And the Evans Road Bridge, where does it fit in all of this?
It's part of the same contract as the six laning. They were laying stuff down on it just as we went underneath it. So they're making progress on the redeck, but that overall contract is behind there between Evans Road and the 65 six laning.
Thank you.
So Emory Sapp and Sons are doing the rebuild and the 44 bridges?
Yeah.
So do those impact each other's schedules at all?
No.
Okay. Sorry.
Unless it's kind of internal thing, which I'm not aware of.
We have all the material on hand now to do the Long Creek Bridge. Once June 3rd comes, we're ready to go, right? Because I see the scaffolding is on the sides.
Yeah, I don't know that much detail beyond that.
Okay, well.
You may be better informed than I am at this point.
Well, I've had some calls on our number 15 on our list on the center line or doing a turn lane coming down Long Creek Hill by Amanda.
Right.
If that could be incorporated in with the bridge project, being it's going to all be a new alignment one way or the other.
Just on that center turn lane?
Yes, coming down from Ridgedale going towards Blue Eye, right at Amanda Road.
I recall we discussed that at our economic partnership meeting too, and Beth was at that meeting and said at least the original design as it stands right now, that's not built into it. But
it's outside the project limits, Frank. That's one thing. And of course, money on that project has been an issue because it's beyond what the major bridge fund was going to cover. We're going to have to use some local money, and so they're trying not to go outside the project limits anymore. I mean, that's the Beth discussion that she shared with us at Partners in Progress, which, I mean, basically the bottom line is that's another area that's dangerous when you're coming down a hill and high, you know, leisure travel destination traffic and in the middle of Mr. Morris's stuff, and people are trying to turn to go home. It's just not a great situation, but.
That's where you turn towards the marina?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a right turn and there's also a couple of left turns, I think, at the hill. But that's also where they're going at regular speed, posted speed.
Correct.
And people get down close to the bridge and they don't know exactly where they're at. And so it is a safety. That one would rate, I'm sure it's been put into the safety factor on the item here, but it is a safety issue. And that's the reason why we keep raising it. And was that a private individual that had sent did they send something in writing?
No, he called me on the phone. He also attended one of the meetings here.
I know it's been brought up before. I didn't remember whether it was in writing or whether it was verbal.
But, no, he actually attended a meeting. Yeah. I told him to come to one of them. He did, and that's how it got on the list.
So someone can take a third look at that as a possibility. Better to do it now.
Well, we're doing construction,
more cost effective.
It's something that could be done, like, oh, yeah, we have to do this piece of it anyway to extract it or something. It's a possibility, but just adding it onto the project's not very likely, just because the way that the funding works, and this change this year, is that all the major bridges in the state are funded from a major bridge pot of funds. And we're firstly concerned about making sure Long Creek stays within its budget. But the other thing is that even if it stays within budget, we can't use the extra to do anything else because we have to go fix a bunch of other bridges over the Mississippi and Missouri rivers that are pretty expensive. So we've got to conserve the money as much as possible to deal with our bridge issues around the state. But sometimes we get into situations where they're doing a temporary bypass or something, and it's almost incidental to doing the work. So it's good to keep in mind that that's a need, and if we have an opportunity to help at least make it easier to do it later, we can do that.
If there's some competitive grant or something would apply, or cost sharing with the county in some way.
Yeah, we have two avenues to do kind of the other type of project that's not just asset management, which would be bridge rehabs and replacements resourcing. For safety, and those would be the statewide cost share program, which the city or county can apply for, or even the private entity. But then that entity pays half the cost of the project. And then the other is any money that comes to Southwest Missouri not needed for asset management. Based on our last asset management plan, we basically needed all the money to take care of asset management. Our commission tweaked the funding formula to put more money towards asset management as a whole, so it may have freed up at least for a little while. We may have $5 million Southwest Missouri wide to look at something for a couple of years. And then we're also waiting to see, if you'll remember from the news, there is a $50 million for bridges in the state budget for fiscal year 20. And that will free up some money that will then come back to the regions that may open the doors to a few small projects in the area. So to get to that process, you have to be prioritized high on our district priority list, which starts with Megan here meeting with you guys today, to get the county priorities, and then we get the SimCog priorities, and then the MoDOT district priorities. So I'm trying to remember on the so for Taney County, what was the top B last year?
Expressway.
Yeah. Yeah, so the East West Expressway came up last year. So
that still would be the highest priority.
Right. So we do look at some of the smaller ones, but generally what we've been doing is a lot of the larger priorities for the area have been major corridors that either it's a two-lane corridor that people want to see become expressway, four lanes, or an expressway like 65 that people want to see become a full freeway. And since we can't afford to do that, what we're doing is we're going through and doing more incremental types of improvements. So for example, we've got some additional money on some resurfacing for Highway 65 between Ozark and Branson, and we're going to look at some intersections between Ozark and Branson for safety improvements. So that's kind of how we're dealing with the fact that we have these really big needs that we can't fund right now.
You know, Beth had us place Branson to the Arkansas line on some potential improvements too.
Yeah, that's
standing out there. The thing that makes this tricky is it's tricky on the west end because of the new alignment where it tapers out and the adjacent properties there are being built. But it's more of a safety end on the east end because of that long descending grade going down to the bridge. That's what makes it, bumps it up in terms of the safety issue.
We're sitting here with some interests in the room that have exactly that same dynamic at Lakeshore Drive. Mm-hmm. And more fatalities and
higher traffic count too.
More traffic count and all of that, and they're all suffering from a very similar situation. Now, the one thing that I would say, the Taney County Expressway is not going to improve the Highway 86 situation, but if we could get that expressway through and take a bunch of traffic off of 86 East and Mount Branson Hill, that isn't going to correct the situation, but it's going to help a lot. And what I hold as evidence of that is before we had the roundabout at the end of the bridge, the Highway 76 bridge and Business 65, we worked 3 traffic accidents every single day. And now since that improvement has been in, we work 3 a month. So when you can reduce that congestion and that amount of traffic, but we have the same dynamic, heavy trucks coming down, using 76, coming down the hill, making a sharp curve before they go to the lake. We have, and there we have the Kennecott kids on the campers going back and forth in motor coaches and all the stuff. So, and I'll bet you that every district here could be represented, could give us one of those just like that. So all I'm saying is, as we go to get that money, I'm in the mood of using Megan's prioritization situation and then going from there. Now, the one thing that I would say here, Frank, I think this design build repairs on those highway Interstate 44 bridges has the definite potential to save significant amount of money. And that type of creativity is going to help use the resources we have to a much greater extent and that may be a little bit of something to leverage. But we're in good company with 26 other counties that can't hardly wait to get their hands on this money with stories exactly like ours. And so Buddy and I sat and listened to 10 of our closest personal friends tell us this every other month or so. And so anyway, it's a complex problem. We get that. And when we look at either the local municipalities or the county and say we can cost share on all of this kind of stuff, well, we're in the same boat as everybody else. We're pretty maxed. And some of the stuff, even a span wire signal is $200,000 for a controller and a span wire and something that can do some of these things. So when you're getting, when you're ranging into this quarter of $1 million business just to get the basic rudiments of some of this stuff, it's just not easy. And when we have 40 some continuous projects that all have merit, it's a challenge. So that's why we work on this all the time, for whatever that's worth to everybody. But that's the issue here. What is the bonding stuff that the legislature and the governor and the $350 million, where's that going to stack up in all of this, right?
So the bonding did pass for the Rushport Bridge. It's contingent on us getting awarded the NIMFA grant from the federal government for that project, and we won't know that till late summer, early fall.
And your professional opinion about where we're at on that, do we have a fair chance of that?
I have no idea.
Frank.
The mysteries of
Frank.
Federal, how they pick them. I don't know if the bonding will be seen as an incentive to award it if it won't.
It certainly wouldn't hurt. I mean, if we just go out there and ask for the info grant and we're not into it to a great extent, we're certainly not going to get it. And if the legislature is committed, so now this isn't a federal question. Will they do this? Won't they do this? So I'm going to say that once that happened, that moved that up some. And what that will do, if in fact we can get the info grant and we can get the bonding, that should take some more money that's already committed.
Yeah, the issue is that we applied for basically 10% of the country's money in that program this year. So we're not sure.
We're pretty sure we're not going to get all of that.
Have you heard clarification? We were trying to look this up last week on whether the language specifically says fully funded by the IMFRA grant.
Oh, I don't know.
Because what if they get partial funding?
And we'll have to figure out a way to do it.
Yeah.
And
okay.
That bridge is really critical for the state.
Right. It's a huge deal.
We have car factories that shut down if the delay is too long because the cars are not
really
thing.
So I guess my point about this whole discussion is there's some creative things going on, and there's some reason to hope that we're leveraging the money. This still isn't going to replace an actual transportation funding program. And so, but to say that we have all these needs and we're just kicking the can down the road, there's more than just kicking the can down the road. If the federal government could get along for 2 weeks at a time, there does seem to be some appetite for infrastructure, which may have something to do with that. But I highly believe that this is the year that we have to have another transportation bill. And that could go from a 80% federal, 20% local to a 50-50 pretty easy. And if that happens, we can't do the 20%. So how we're going to do the 50% is much poorer than we do the 20.
Mm-hmm. It should be pointed out that MoDOT's already deficit spending to make the 20.
Yeah, we're using cash balance to get to the 20, and doing some other things with using our striking operations as match and stuff like that to get the federal funds. Other states have kind of faced this issue. Arkansas is looking at it also. But I think they're working on a gas tax increase.
And we continue to be arguably last or second to last in the nation with our ability to address this issue. So.
Last I heard, we were second to last, but Mississippi is gearing to pass a gas tax increase. I don't know how that turned out.
Well, Alaska's in there, but they get oil money. Everybody in Alaska gets oil money as part of